We're being invited to move to our highest arrival. So when they're saying highest arrival, we want to remember that there is light that is being offered to us in an ongoing measure. So ongoing measure is come often, come daily, come equipped to receive. The important part of it is that we come equipped to receive. In other words, we're moving out of our confined location. So when we think we're just the body, when we think we're just the familiar, meaning the incarnated form, we're being pressed beyond that to expose ourselves to our true understanding, to expose ourselves to our light, to expose ourselves to our heavenly vision, to expose ourselves to our truest, I'm going to say scenery, but when I'm saying scenery, it's just light that is, they're saying unmanageable. And what they mean by that is we really can't imagine how much we can grow or how quickly we can align with the truth of self until we claim it, until we request it, until we believe it's happening. And so the more that we can start stretching that belief to include our light body, to include our heavenly glow, to include our God consciousness, to include the truth of self beyond our current understanding. So when they're saying current understanding, it's sort of like dropping the belief in form, dropping the belief in just the linear and really opening up to our stardom, opening up to our grandest self, opening up to our grandest claim. So when they're saying grandest claim, there's just a quickening that's happening for all of us within this vicinity, meaning right here, right now, as you will align, as you will agree, as you will say so, as you will come forth, as you will claim. And again, claiming is we want to remember we're leaving sort of like that localized concept of self and really moving into our higher reality. We're really moving into our multidimensional aspect that is ready to provide. So when they're saying multidimensional aspect, it's really remembering that all of these like other wonderful lifetimes and we had all these incredible skills, that's already upon us. So we don't want to feel that if only I can access that lifetime. It's here. It's possible in this very present as we are willing. And so how we're willing is we're stretching the boundaries of self. So it's like through this transmission, that's really what I get most, is this like ongoing pressure to sort of like leave the past behind, leave all the proper nouns, you know, all the places where we've like nicely labeled everything, and allow ourselves to advance, allow ourselves to explore, allow ourselves to claim our destiny like never before. So our destiny, remembering we're opening up to our quickening, we're opening up to our advanced state, we're opening up in a quantum energy exchange where everything can now occur, everything can now be established, everything can now be presented. And so that presentation is like this ongoing treasure vase that just keeps blossoming, that just keeps opening up, that just keeps like blooming as we discover its many petals. So that vase, of course, turned into this like lotus flower that's just like blooming and blooming and blooming and ongoing. So it's sort of like all of its many petals, it's like many of its like destined varieties. So it could be like your psychic vision, your healing abilities, like everything is unfolding quite naturally as we will go exploring. So the going exploring is really opening the heart to self and leaving your past identification, leaving your past structure, leaving who you identified, kind of like in the past scenery. In other words, that was good for then, but this is now. Anything where you can agree to a new reality, where you can agree to a new allowance, when you can agree to a new, they keep saying destiny over and over, but it's like a new agreement of self. And you want to feel your light, and you want to feel that multidimensional exposure around you, and you want to feel love happening inside, meaning that as we open to our light, that God essence, that light, is soon to take over. So in other words, it's like we're waking up to our goodness, we're waking up to our treasured style, we're waking up to our homecoming. We're waking up to ourselves complete. So ourselves complete is really honoring, feeling, investing in, adopting the truth of self. So we want to remember, it's like we are our higher selves. We are our I Am presence. We are so much more than just this limited, they're calling it shell, and it's like, hey, wait a minute, that's my body. But shell, in terms of, there's just so much more that is now available as we will try it on, as we will continue to invest, as we will explore and see. So when we're exploring and seeing, we're investing in this new reality, we're investing in our light, we're investing in our triumph, and we're allowing that energy exchange to be complete. In other words, I don't need to continue like yesterday. It's like totally fine with me to just kind of explode and come upon myself once again. So anything where you're willing to travel, you're willing to stay a while, you're willing to open up more, you're willing to be surprised, amazed, glad, and welcomed, cast upon, they're saying like overtaken, but like we would think of that as a bad way, but it's like overtaken with love, overtaken with harmonics of light. And so this extraordinary adventure is well underway. So when they're saying well underway, the more that we can feel that, the more that we can attest to that, the more that we can assume that, what that's going to do is like make all new things possible. So what we were unable to do, we're limited in our small range, now that we have the expansion, now that we have the secure gifting, they're saying like to go ahead and try. And so what they mean by that is we're going to really start feeling and recognizing who we truly are at last. And so the more that we sign upon that, the more that we agree upon that, the more that we invest in that, the more that we switch our belief to our greater understanding of self, that makes it, it just quickens our pace. In English, we're going to get there eventually regardless, but wouldn't it be nice to know who you are now? Wouldn't it be nice to work out of your whole self now? Wouldn't it be nice to bring forth that higher awareness and consciousness that brings forth the healing, you know, healing of old paradigm, of old beliefs, of disease, whatever it is. It's like kingdom come, it's occurring now, as we will help ourselves generously, as we will, they're saying obey, but they don't mean obey as if like we're not the highest also. So it's sort of like we're obeying our own higher self, if that makes sense. So it's sort of like you're not giving away your power to something outside of you. You're really deferring to your powerful self and really trusting who's been inside all along. So allow yourselves to receive these treasure gifts and allow them to be long lasting. Long lasting is here, in this moment, in the next moment, later on tonight, tomorrow. And so the more that we receive that, the more that we understand that, it's like we're going to keep singing that higher note, meaning we're going to keep aligning with it, believing in it, expecting it to be there. And the more that we do that, it's going to sing to us, it's going to communicate with us, it's going to show us all of its coloring, all of its vibration, all of its grand security. So when I'm saying that, there is this beautiful, I don't know what to call this, I'll just call it an orb, but it's an extraordinary orb. In any event, it's sponsoring us and it's providing for us. And how would I say it? There's just such like an auspicious feeling about it. Like it's something, I don't want to say special because everything is extraordinary, but it just feels like a treasured gifting, like a treasured gifting. And so there's, it's just like a humble acceptance or a humble acknowledgement. And the important part of that is for each of us to understand our worth, like to realize it's due us, to realize like the extraordinary steps each of us have taken to arrive at this moment. So it's sort of like every time, like we try and I'm doing my best, I'm doing, like, is anyone hearing me? Is anyone listening to me? So it's sort of like, this is in service of, come here, buddy. This is in service of ourselves complete. Come here, buddy. Yes, I know, we're not gonna bark all the way through our group. No, we're not. All right, so receive, receive, receive.